Finally, in his weekly general audience today, Pope Benedict spoke about the need for pastors to preserve the faith among God's people. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pope Benedict returned to the Vatican today by helicopter from Castel Gandolfo following a two-month stay at the papal summer residence there. But although he was returning for the winter months, thousands of gathered faithful were enjoying the October Roman sunshine in St. Peter's Square. Pope Benedict began his audience by continuing his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church, this week focusing on St. Cyril of Alexandria.
He was born somewhere between 370 or 380, and at a young age became Bishop of Alexandria. Cyril was a zealous defender of the faith. He took care to ensure that his theology was firmly situated within the tradition of the Church by referring to preceding ecclesiastical authorities, especially Athanasius. Through a series of letters countering the position of Nestorius, the Bishop of Constantinople, Cyril made a very significant contribution to Christology, defending the divinity and humanity of Christ, united in the one Lord, Christ and Son.
Speaking in Italian and drawing on the teachings of St. Cyril, which he said were still true of today, Pope Benedict said pastors have a duty to preserve the faith among the people of God and must remember that those who scandalize even one of those little ones who have faith in Christ will be subjected to a terrible punishment. Another focal point of the Holy Father's audience speech was a reminder that Christian faith, above all, is an encounter with Jesus Christ, adding that the Lord remains with us every day to the end of time.
May our remembrance of this outstanding figure in the history of Christianity remind us that the center of our faith is encounter with Jesus Christ, who gives each one of us a new horizon and a decisive direction.
The Pope made reference to another great saint of the Church, St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast day is celebrated on Thursday. The Holy Father said we can learn from this saint's radically evangelical spirit. In conclusion, Pope Benedict greeted the many English-speaking pilgrims before bestowing his apostolic blessing upon the whole crowd. I'm Lydia O'Kane.